Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom quality, made-in-Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to Touching the Sunrise. I'm Sister Catherine Herms, and I'm delighted to welcome you here on this Monday of the holiest week of the year. And I thought in the spirit of healing that we would pray together one of the meditations in the back of my latest book, Reclaim Regret. This beautiful week, which brings such tragedy, such sorrow, such hope, is a time when we touch our own vulnerability, our own weakness, our own pain, our own need for God, our own questions about the meaning of suffering. So we picture Mary standing beneath the cross, there next to John, beneath her son, who's dying, who's ridiculed by the crowd, who's humiliated and in pain. And we feel within ourselves that agony that only a mother must feel. Like Mary, you too have experienced feelings of powerlessness and deep suffering in your life. Imagine you are Mary beneath the cross. From within her, look up at Jesus as he hangs on the cross. What does a mother feel when her child dies, such a humiliating and tragic death? How do you feel about how life has turned out for you or for a loved one? What do you most regret as you come to this meditation? Regret about your own life or things that have been done to you, decisions you have made? Whom do you love that is now suffering? Do you feel responsible for that or powerless to help? To put yourself in the story, it may help to read this imaginative account based on the accounts in the Gospels of Luke and John. The arms of the young disciple John were gently, almost reverently, wrapped around Mary's shoulders, giving her comfort and strength. John whispered in her ear, "Mary, Jesus is looking at you. He wants to see your face." "Yes," Mary whispered. Mary remembered the words she had spoken to the angel Gabriel when he had announced the shocking news, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." She raised her eyes slowly, from his pierced feet to his crowned head. Mary took in the bruised and battered body of her son, the one the angel Gabriel had told her would sit on the throne of David. As Mary's eyes met Jesus' gaze, the words he had spoken to her as a child in the temple came back to her. "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" She had pondered those words her whole life since. She continued to think of those earlier, happier years, from his birth in Bethlehem to those first years in Egypt, in Nazareth, watching him grow and play and learn to pray to his Father at her knee. She remembered Joseph, who was so kind and strong. The wedding feast at Cana, when he had changed water into wine. Yes. Those had been days of miracles and laughter. Mary, like any parent, had great dreams for her son. And now, standing at the foot of the cross, at the foot of his cross, Mary reflected on how much had happened to her and to her son in the 33 years of his life. Mary recalled the words of Jesus to the crowds, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." His words rang out in her heart. "Yes," she said with more strength, the same yes that ran like a golden thread through her entire life. Suddenly she heard a noise. The clouds were threatening rain, and the chaos of the crowd was increasing. But Mary had heard her son. Jesus struggled to call her from the cross. "Woman, woman." It was so soft, in that gentle, respectful tone of voice he reserved for her alone. "Woman." "Yes," Mary responded, her face straining up toward his. "Here is your son," Jesus said as he turned his eyes to John. Looking at John, Jesus gasped, "Here is your mother." Aware of the great goodbye now imminent, Mary looked slowly from Jesus to John, and then to the crucified thieves beside Jesus. Then she turned to the jeering crowd for the first time. "Yes," Mary whispered, with tears in her eyes, but a new strength in her heart. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." Stand in front of the cross and bring all the crosses in your life before Jesus right now. Consider your life's difficult situations, the heartbreak and the tears. Now, allow yourself to also cherish earlier, happier memories. Hold them gently, as Mary did, and allow Mary to minister to you in your grief. Despite the horrible reality that she saw as Jesus died on the cross, Mary perceived everything through the words of God's angel who had announced that her child would be the Messiah. She held fast to that promise. She held fast to her faith in God's power that she couldn't always understand. She held fast to her first response of yes. Yes to the angel. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. And when you are ready, pray your own act of faith. It can be the same as Mary's, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Or it may be words of your own, words, just one sentence or one phrase or one word that express your yes. Mary, we ask you to help us to find that yes deep within ourselves, even in this time when there is so much suffering, not only in our own lives, but in our country and in our church. Help us to believe in the presence of your Spirit. Help us to believe in the fruitfulness of your presence and of your love, even in the midst of all this. Picture Jesus looking down at you. He knows the pain you are experiencing. Tell Jesus everything that is in your heart. Speak to Jesus in your own words. Offer him your tears. Tell him how you feel about yourself, about the way life has turned out for you and your loved ones. Tell him about your anger, your fear, your confusion. Jesus and Mary understand. Just like Mary, you have not had a clear roadmap through life. You depend on the mercy and the providence of God. This leaves you open to receive a gift. Jesus has something particular he wants to say to you, just as he spoke to Mary. And he wants to say it now, right in the midst of the cross of your life. As you entrust your life to Jesus and place all your loved ones in his loving and capable hands, remember what he says to you. Write down whatever you hear or sense. Because just as for Mary, these words are part of your salvation history, of your relationship with Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning, and know that I'll be praying with you and for you during this Holy Week, and I ask your prayers also for me as we walk hand in hand with Jesus, who knows what we are suffering individually, in our families, in our country, and in our church. He grasps our hands tightly as if to say, I know, I am here, I will be with you. There is something in the future that I am bringing you to. I am making something new, just as I did through the tragedy of the cross. And let us together walk forward in the hope of the resurrection promised us by Jesus. Amen.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford, Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.